correctly. It's amazing how people don't use their power and authority correctly. See, there's two powerful things that we've got to understand. The word says something. As a man thinks, so he is or he becomes. So we know that the enemy is going to try to manipulate your thoughts. If he can manipulate your thoughts, he can manipulate your imagination. If he can manipulate your imagination, he can manipulate your desires. Does everybody understand that? See, people give the devil too much power because they've opened the door to allow him to. Does everybody understand that? We have the power and authority. The Bible says that the devil can't touch us, only if we let him. There's another law. So that's a law in itself. As a man thinks, so he is. You know, and people are in mental institutions because they agreed with what the voice said. Does everybody understand? They agreed with what a voice told them. Or they agreed because they felt something. See, feelings have a voice. And once they agreed with it, they become nutty and fruity. And it ain't good fruits. The first bondage that brings an individual in is called fear. I was like that when I was out using dope. I saw things everywhere. I lived a life of fear. The first fear is when I was going to get my next hit. The second one was always outrunning the police. And the third one was, I didn't know what the heck I was afraid of. But I was just afraid. See, fear is a bondage started all by a voice, by an impression. That's how the enemy gets to you and I. It starts with a simple impression of a voice. Now, that's why it's important for me and you to live in the future, not the past. Because only he can attack you from the past, not the future. That's why the word says, those who set their minds on the Lord have peace. Because they're setting their minds in the future. They're believing what God says who they are, not what the voice says who they are. They're not standing by how they feel, what they've experienced, or what's occurred to them. Because the word says, if you want to be a vessel of honor, used by the master, you must cleanse everything from your past. So you cannot have any attachments to your past. If you do, you're still in bondage. That's why people never get free. Because they're still holding on to lies of the past, bringing them up in the present and calling them truth when they're a lie. But you don't know what happened to me. I don't care. You're either going to stand on truth or how you feel or what's happened in your life. This is where people have to break away. They have to break out from all of this stuff. They're still living in the past. And trying to manifest and convince themselves that their past is their present. That's how they stay in bondage. That's how they stay bound all the time. They can never get free. Never. Until they finally make that decision, that choice to set their minds on the Lord and on the future of what he says. That's why people go to medication. You know what that does? Keeps them in the past. Numbsify their present. Oppression. All of these other goofy medications. Bipolar. I wonder where they came up with that. Must have been Alaska. Something happened in that snow out there. Bipolar. Must have been one of these psychologists got attacked by a bear. He outran him and never came back to his senses, called it bipolar. Allie, he couldn't bear it. You're right. So he called it bipolar. He thought he saw a polar bear. It wasn't a putty cat. But we are in a time right now where things are just so crazy. Amen? Did you ever see that cartoon with Sylvester and with Sweepy? I thought of putting it. I did. Glory. Is everybody okay? Am I okay? Yes. I'm blessed. Remember, under the anointing, I can say anything. Hebrews 12. Glory! Oh, the second one. So the first one is a law also. As a man thinks, so he is or becomes, right? The second one is what you sow is what you reap. Now, how many of y'all know you don't reap right away? How many of you know it can take 10 years to reap? You never know. See, because the enemy holds that. He holds it. Well, I don't understand why all these things are happening now. Because you forgot what you sowed. Does everybody understand? Because we tie his hands. He doesn't want it, but we tie his hands because we agree with it. When we agree with something else, we disagree with him. Is everybody okay? But I love the Lord and start agreeing with what he says and stop disagreeing with what that voice and emotion says. And you won't have troubles. See, the one thing God's trying to get us to is a mind of Christ. He's trying to get us to become like-minded. Well, we can't become like-minded unless we have the mind of Christ. So there's got to be an exchange going on. Amen? Verse 25, let's speak it. See that you do not what? Refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then what? How many of y'all know his voice shakes? Shook the earth. But now he is promising, yet once more I shake not only earth, but also what? The heavenlies, that means the unseen, the eternal places, the unseen realm. He is going to shake. He's going to begin to drive out into the open. That's what shaking does. What does it do? It drives out into the open. Why is God going to drive it out into the open? So you and I can destroy it. In verse 27, now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Anything that's attached to Christ will remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, do you see that? We are a part of something that can't be shaken no matter what. Only the things that are not of the kingdom of God will be shaken. So there are things that are thoughts, there are emotions, there are all kinds of things that are shaking. Because they're not from him. People have dreams, visions, and false revelations that are not of God. Anything that brings you into bondage ain't God. Hello. One thing God doesn't do is tell people about his other people. Does everybody understand that? He doesn't tell a person about other people. You don't have to. You know them by the fruit. Amen? Now, he may bring to you to pray for someone. Pray for this person. Does everybody understand? But remember, God is in his ministry is edification and exposure. It's edification and exposure. He's not going to expose people's dirty laundry to you. Does everybody understand that? He doesn't have to. You'll know by the fruit. Amen? Is everybody okay? This is important because there's too much familiar spirit influence. Too much. People are allowing every little thought and every little emotion and every little thing, and they agree with it, and boom, it's caught. And once it's caught, it begins to plant root. And then people can't get rid of it, and they wonder why they're in a state of confusion. They can't maintain focus. Listen, those are areas of influential demonic forces. People can't get rest. They have a hard time sleeping sometimes. Of course, if you drink 3 cups of coffee before you go to bed, you're going to have a hard time sleeping. Hello? Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? He's a consuming fire. The voice that shakes the earth physically seen and the heavens spiritually unseen is to expose and remove all things that are corrupt and disconnected to the kingdom of Christ. These are called end time shakings, which we're in right now. End time shakings, which things are being shaken that have never been shaken like this before. In Matthew 24. What's the purpose of it? To expose and to drive out. See, if you're trying to figure it out, it's planting more root. Amen. People spend more time trying to figure it out instead of driving it out. Matthew 24, I'm sorry. In verse 3. Does anybody understand? Because we tie his hands. He doesn't want it, but we tie his hands because we agree with it. When we agree with something else, we disagree with him. Is everybody okay? But I love the Lord and start agreeing with what he says and stop disagreeing with what that voice and emotion says. And you won't have troubles. See, the one thing God's trying to get us to is a mind of Christ. He's trying to get us to become like-minded. Well, we can't become like-minded unless we have the mind of Christ. So there's got to be an exchange going on. Amen? Verse 25, let's speak it. See that you do not what? Refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then what? How many of y'all know his voice shakes? Shook the earth. But now he is promising, yet once more I shake not only earth, but also what? The heavenlies. That means the unseen. The eternal places. The unseen realm. He is going to shake. He's going to begin to drive out into the open. That's what shaking does. What does it do? It drives out into the open. Why is God going to drive it out into the open? So you and I can destroy it. In verse 27. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made. That the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Anything that's attached to Christ will remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Do you see that? We are a part of something that can't be shaken no matter what. Only the things that are not of the kingdom of God will be shaken. So there are things that are thoughts, there are emotions, there are all kinds of things that are shaking. because they're not from him. People who have dreams, visions, and false revelations that are not of God. Anything that brings you into bondage is in God. Hello. One thing God doesn't do is tell people about his other people. Does everybody understand that? He doesn't tell a person about other people. You don't have to. You know them by the fruit. Amen? Now, he may bring to you to pray for someone. Pray for this person. Does everybody understand? But remember, God is in the... How much division, how much destruction, how much exposure is happening right now. You know, there's more and more arrests of those involved in child smuggling and so forth, more arrests of illegal activities and corruption and destruction. Many, many are being arrested today. And there is a plan to continue to expose and remove back all the hidden areas of evilness and wickedness so that the earth has one more opportunity. Everyone say one more opportunity. The whole world, the whole globe has one more opportunity to be rescued into the kingdom of God. This is it. So that the world will have one more opportunity to be rescued into the kingdom of Christ Jesus. The word says that the path is narrow and difficult, and not many enter into it. The word also says that many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. We're watching it. We are seeing the falling away of those who are called Christian. The problem is their character is not according to Christ. It's still according to the old man of self. See, only Christ's character can enter the kingdom of God. Does everybody understand that? There is no other way, no other path to enter. Now, God does have the last say. Amen. And we want a position so that he does have the last say. And that say is on your behalf, not against you, but with you. Amen. So there's that battle that you and I, not only were fighting for a position, but we fight for a position of victory so we can overcome all things. But if you're not in a position of victory, you can't overcome things. It's amazing on how much, and the word tells us that the beginning of sorrows will be associated with much hatred, violence. We have been in the beginning of sorrows, and we will be coming to the end of the beginning of sorrows. Again, I truly believe that we are in a time of 7-year prosperity. 7 years of plenty before 7 years of famine. And it started in 2017. And that's when God put his servant in office. But many can't understand that yet. Because they're still being fed by carnality, wickedness, and evilness. The continuous promotion of violence, lies, deceptions. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus showed up right now, right in front of your face, and he asked you, "What have you done to let me in you to my kingdom?" Or what haven't you done to enter my kingdom? See, we must put him before us now because the influence is so strong. It's very, very strong. What do we promote? What do we vote? What do we approve? And what do we disapprove? Listen, if there's anything that God would disapprove of and you approve of it, that will reject you from his kingdom. There are many who are going to be very disappointed in that day, who thought they were doing the right thing. Even Saul thought he was doing the right thing. And the Lord had to knock him off a horse. Judgment is here. There's no doubt that judgment is here. Wrath is not here. Judgment is here. God is judging this country. He is judging the world in righteousness and justice, because that's the only thing that enters into the kingdom of God. Not abortion. And let him who was in the field not go back to get his clothes. Why? Because something, event is about to happen. The largest shaking is called the rapture. That will be the largest shaking of the global world, will be the removal of the body of Christ. Amen. So, we are going to see many emotional shakings. Does everybody understand that? There's a lot of theories going out. Violence will rise, sickness will increase, physical, emotional, and spiritual shakings, agendas that promote heartlessness, promoting a unified society that is promoters of violence, abortion. We are seeing this right now. See, darkness is trying to unify and trying to bring people who are in deception into their unification so that they promote. So they offer gifts. They offer free health care, free immigration, free license. You can vote for them, and you don't even need an ID. All of these things is because of what is happening. They are moving as quick as they can because they know their time is short. Isaiah 24. End time shakings. And let him who was in the field not go back to get his clothes. Why? Because something, event is about to happen. The largest shaking is called the rapture. That will be the largest shaking of the global world, will be the removal of the body of Christ. Isaiah 24, verse 17. God is raising up intercessors. To combat and destroy these places that are being exposed. Remember, exposure is for you and I to take authority to drive out. Amen. In verse 17, Isaiah 24. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on the high the host of exalted one, on the earth the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and they will be shut up in prison. After many days they will be punished. Why? Because the exposure is moving, the shaking is causing exposure, which is exposing the wickedness and corruption. God is shaking the whole world. It's not just United States. Again, if you could watch some of the other medias to where on YouTube and stuff like where people are living in other countries, because now the true media are the people. That's why they got a cell phone and a video. That's why God established Q with Trump, because Q is the promoter of the true media, which is an intelligence organization, which is their righteous injustice. They promote Christ, and they're the true media that tells the truth through people that are out there sending back videos. People don't realize that Paris, France, is crumbling. So now you've got Google and all the other high major media companies. Where are they moving to? Canada. To avoid the laws of here. Because they're coming down. So you got people in other countries that are taking film of all of these uprisings. China is uprising tremendously. People are being killed and imprisoned. They're fighting for their lives and they're coming against their government. And you know they're carrying American flags. I'm telling you. They're carrying American flags because of what God is doing with this president in this office. What's he promoting? Freedom in Christ. He is promoting freedom in Christ. You don't think the ruler of this earth and the Antichrist organizations and regimes are going to sit back? They will lie, they will cheat, and they will mislead as many people as they can. Canada's ruled by demonic forces. That's why the major media corporations will start moving there. I mean, we're seeing so many things happen. Here's the shaking. So look at you and I need to do something when we see this. We need to call destructive fire down on a few places. How about CNN, MSNBC, ABC, BBC, The View? How about Google, Apple, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? How about all these places so that God begins to expose and remove those leaders? How about billionaire, trillionaire, and millionaires that are involved in corruption and destruction in regimes? See, it's up to me and you to remove them. Because his job is to expose them. He's given me, you, the authority with the keys to bind and loose. With the authority to call down fire. With authority in the name of Jesus Christ through the blood and the power of the anointing of Christ Jesus. Psalm 149, verse 6. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Psalm 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To what? Execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the what? Written judgment. This honor have all his saints. This is a part of our mission. Amen? Luke 21. End time shaking. Happy days. Psalm 149. Psalm 149, verse 6. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Psalm 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To what? Execute vengeance. Everyone say, I'm called to battle.
Called to battle.
My purpose is to what? Destroy Satan's kingdom. And my destiny is to infiltrate the world system and rescue as many as possible. So you have a call, you have a purpose, and you have a destiny. You're called to battle. Your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. And your destiny is to infiltrate and rescue as many souls as possible. We were rescued for this purpose. That was our rescue. We do not want to be rescued in vain. Luke 21, verse 25. Let's speak it. And there will be what? Signs. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. This is a shaking going on. How many of y'all know that the seas are roaring right now? There are tsunamis, there's earthquakes, all kinds of things. Look, you're not hearing hardly anything on the news. This has to be searched out. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be what? Shaken. They will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up. And lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Woohoo! Because your redemption draws near. Let's go a little further. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree, which means Israel, and all the trees. When they are already budding, you will see and know yourselves that summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and the day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. So we see distress of nations. In other words, there'll be ethnic groups, cultures, occults, the sea, the land, the climate, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, even hell will be shaken. Everything is shaking right now. Governments, politicians, health organizations, stocks and bonds, everything is shaking right now. There isn't anything that's not shaking. Hollywood is shaking. Movie industry, music industry, technology, colleges, education, all of these are being shaken for what? To expose so that you and I remove. Why? Because the true light and the offsprings of the true light are rising. Jesus is approaching the earth. Amen? Psalm. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1, Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They will be shaken. In Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1, Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They will be shaken. In Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1. Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They will be shaken. In Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1. Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They'll be shaken. In Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1, Psalm 5, verse 1, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray, my voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. Nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They'll be shaken. In Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1, Psalm 5, verse 1, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray, my voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They'll be shaken. In Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1. Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. In other words, wickedness, boastful, falsehood, deceitful, and bloodthirsty individuals. God hates. They will not dwell with him. They'll be shaken. In Psalm 36. Everything is being shaken. Marriages are shaking. Companies are shaking. Corporations are shaking. Remember, anything that's not attached to Christ is being shaken. In verse 1, Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. Wickedness is being exposed tremendously. Shaking to expose evil, corruption, even associations. People are still associating with their history instead of associating with their destiny. Do you understand that? Because they're still living in their past. They have more association with their past than they do their future. Oh, happy days. Verse 1, verse 30, Psalm 36. Psalm 52, starting at verse 1. Why do you boast in evil, almighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction. Like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good. Now, I want you to grab hold of this. Because this person is speaking in the flesh more than in the spirit. He says, you love evil more than good. Lying rather than speaking. Righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is a man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Strengthen himself in his own wickedness. Hosea chapter 7. Glory, glory, and glory. Psalm 52, starting at verse 1. Why do you boast in evil, almighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction. Like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good. Now, I want you to grab hold of this. Because this person is speaking in the flesh more than in the spirit. He says, you love evil more than good. Lying rather than speaking. Righteousness. You love all devouring words. You deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and Endurance is needed. Endurance. You know, the enemy always makes you believe that it's better on the other side. It's better somewhere else. It's better here. It's better there. It's better there. That's all he's trying to do is get us out of position of victory. Amen. In verse 21, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, what does it say? If anyone does what? Cleanses himself from the latter. Man, we've heard this multiple times. In other words, that's that area where we're constantly cutting loose of everything that's entangled of our past. You know what? Even from before you got here today. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself, repents, washes himself with the blood from anything he's associated with from his past, he'll be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. That's simple enough. So the requirement is cleanse. Amen? That means that we've got to come to a place of cutting ourselves loose from the self-imposed attitude, motive, desires, and influence of our past. Works and acts of the flesh. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he'll be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, and prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness. Pursue what? Not self-righteousness, righteousness. Pursue faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. So be careful who you associate with. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses to escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So those who are of the flesh are doing the will of Satan. Does everybody understand that? There's only two wills, the will of Christ or the will of Satan. Now, there's multiple levels of each will, but you're either serving self or you're serving God, one or the other. That's it. If you're serving a false doctrine or a doctrine of demon, you're serving Satan's kingdom. You're either serving one or the other, and there's no fence. Remember, the devil owns the fence. Luke 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Hallelujah. Matthew 18, verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and he said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, he doesn't mean the mentality of a child. Hello? It means the heart of a child. All trusting. Willing to learn. Amen. Therefore, whoever humbles himself, is everybody okay? Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones to believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. In other words, this is when individuals abuse children, which is the most thing that God hates of anything. It is the most destructive area that God goes after. People that abuse children. And of course, the enemy knows this, doesn't he? So that's why the enemy abuses children, sheds blood, sexually, perversely abuses them, tortures them. That's what God is after right now. That's why we have seen more arrests of child smuggling, molestation, organizations that are involved in all of this. Hollywood thrives on it. They thrive on it. They thrive on children's blood and sacrifice of them. They even eat their flesh. They thrive on it. That's the demonic realm. It is evil and wicked, and it's not been so exposed as it is now. That's why God put Donald Trump, his first call with Donald Trump was to go after those that are going after God's children. Not only the born, but the unborn. It says verse 7, woe to the world because of offenses. For offenses must come, but woe to the man to by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. If it is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into an everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Wow. He's come to save which what? That was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 to go into the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over than sheep, than the one over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Powerful. Again, the unborn and the born. It is the worst offense towards God, is to abuse one of them. Isaiah 15. Isaiah 15. End time shaking. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have what? No knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it. People shall be brought down, each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. Then the lambs shall feed in their pasture, and the waste places of the fat ones strangers will eat. Woe to those who draw iniquity with the cords of vanity, and sin as if with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine, woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rotten and their blossom will ascend like dust. Because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is aroused against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them. And the hills trembled. Their carcasses were as refuge in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Powerful. So we see woe without eternity. Many people are calling good evil and evil good. I mean, it's incredible what's going on right now. People are offended because God is mentioned. They get offended. Ephesians 5. Why is this all happening? Because there's a shaking to expose. Glory. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore, hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 5 and verse 13.